I said a good moogly morning, goddamn, goddamn. Good moogly morning, everyone. This is very late at night for us. I'm still on 0 hours sleep. How are you all doing? And I'm also here with my co-host, Chili. How are you doing, Chile?
Yeehaw! Are we trying to do American voices to start the show?
No, I don't know what kind of voice I went into. It's just like...
It was something.
It was different.
Paul, how you doing?
Very sleepy. I wish I could be in bed right now, but... Our work here is never done.
Yep, never done.
Never done. How are you today? Are you surviving?
I am surviving. Survive. Pool and chilly sleep? Good one. What Same. Happened to that supposed nap last night? I had a nap. I had good nap times.
Oh, I didn't. I had fuck all nap time. In the end, I just was watching Rhymestyle on my fucking PS4. But we do also have another guest, if you didn't recently watch the last stream we did, which she talked about, we have Meowny YouTube on.
Hello. Hi, guys.
It's Meowny YouTube, isn't it? Yeah.
Well, I mean, you can just call it
we'll
Meowny.
You'll go with that. Whatever you want, Paul. I'll be anything you want, buddy.
Don't say that here. You know that's a bad sentence to say.
I don't know. You never know these days.
That's
We're all
true.
In lockdown after all, you know. People go crazy.
Oh, I've already gone bonkers.
I mean, you wanted to be on the show twice. That already proved that you'd gone crazy.
This is true. This is true. But, you know, you've got to be insane with people that are also insane. Otherwise, it's just not right.
You know, you can't spell insane without in and sane.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure, why not?
We'll go with that. We'll go.
That sounds like a plan right now.
This sounds so weird because I've lowered down my headphones. Sounds weird.
You'll get used to it.
But yeah, before we start the show, I just want to say, what have you been up to recently, Meowny? I've seen that you've got some Fantasy 7 remake videos.
Yeah, sorry for the giggle, but yeah, they weren't very well received.
By the way, I just want to say one thing about that. I don't want to offend you too much, but I hate the fact that people have hated on it. Because, yeah, I could understand if you're making that wasn't Final Fantasy based. If people could complain. Because then... It's still stupid, but they've got a little bit more of an argument if you say randomly started only posting Black Desert online or I don't know.
Yeah, that's right. At the end of the day, I mean, it is Final Fantasy stuff. And we talked about this in lots of videos and other bits that I do previously. Yeah. So I'd prepared people for the potentiality of me wanting to play a game that I've waited so many years to play. And I thought, you know, let's share it with people. Worst decision ever. Don't do it. Worst decision you can ever do, because it was just not worth it. It destroyed my sub count. I mean, numbers aren't everything, right? But it was enough to screw more than a month up.
The problem is YouTube, really. YouTube is true. Pain.
The algorithm pushes content that you do regularly, and when you do something different, it doesn't. I mean, everybody knows that. But at the same time, it doesn't help when people voice their negativity so loudly, much louder than a lot of the positivity. So yeah, that's probably the last playthrough I do on the channel, but that's fine. I've got a backup channel in the works, so I'll do stuff on there. And I might. Yeah, that's true. That was my first ever channel, believe it or not, with loads of cringy stuff on it. It's great.
Yeah, like I went and watched most of the videos.
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it?
Yeah, like your voice is so different.
Yeah, trying to discover how YouTube works and how to talk in front of a microphone and how to actually export in a resolution that's not, well, I'd say letterboxed, but it looked like it'd been rendered four times.
Yeah.
Yes, it was exciting for me to play it through regardless, but I've done it now and that's that. I was going to do like Trials of Mana, but that's for me now.
No one else. Yeah.
Trials of Mana, I want that game along with Kakarot. Oh.
Mm. Trials is a good game. I know we're off topic already, but it's a good game.
Let's move around.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Serena, Meowny gets a Thunder Fury, Sam.
I know, right?
These are some classic feels right here.
It's some crazy stuff. And like on one of the videos, it's just, I don't know, it's like Hatsune Miku songs and some really, really bad like a Nightcore remixes of stuff. I don't know what was going through my head. I have no idea how they are still
young
on YouTube.
Young times, you know?
It's so weird. Like, you do some weird stuff back then. You really do.
Well, YouTube was a wild thing back then. Nobody knew what to do.
Yeah, it was just like point and click and upload and share with your friends and nobody watches it anyway. So
I mean, like, you didn't like you, obviously that channel has been dormant for like 9 years.
Yeah,
not my fault though.
Oh no, yeah. Like I stopped doing YouTube 4 years ago because I wasn't getting. I wouldn't say I was getting anywhere. Like I had like 53 followers, and I was doing a podcast at the time. What was Whispering Dawn? And I started like going around different servers and started interviewing people.
That sounds awesome.
Like I interviewed like Leviathan's biggest FC, and that guy actually got surprisingly quite a lot of views. And then I was a fucking League of Legends player as well back then. So I started making League videos. It's so different. I had Armor 3 shit. You know, like I had a bunch of armor and doing mill sims and stuff. Like that's on there.
League videos used to be enormous back in the day, though. Like that was the way you would get some views. Just like some quick kills of stuff, you know, your top five. Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah, my best one was 1.9k views.
That's still pretty good, though. If you think about it, I mean, how many subs did you have at the time?
23
subs. Over 1,000 views in a time when everybody was doing it. That's pretty good, dude.
Yeah.
You should have stuck with it. It's perseverance at the end of the day. You just have to keep plugging. The numbers mean nothing.
I mean, look at all, like, in the end, I obviously had, like, college and stuff to do. And like, I was in college at the time doing all these, and I did a bunch of Minecraft. I was in, like, you know, obviously the Minecraft zone. It was such a big thing. You know, I joined this server where I content created with other random people. Mainly Americans, because, you know, I just get into that niche now. I should really move to America at this point. But, you know, free healthcare, I kind of like. not going to lie.
That's the caveat, isn't it? At the end
it pretty
of the day.
Much is. That's the only thing that would keep me here.
It's the only thing that is keeping me here, you know. Because, obviously, the whole point of this year is that I've been injured and had a blood clot scare. And, obviously, now I didn't have to pay shit for that. So, and obviously, on Twitter, people saw how I nearly took my arm off. Okay, I impaled my arm gardening, so.
Not doing too well, are you really, Paul?
Oh, no. And then fucking the coronavirus fucking starts up just when I come out of hospital with my arm.
That's
and like a week later, corona, though, I'm like, thank God. Pray the world.
That's nuts, though. You dodged a bit of a bullet there, I think.
Yeah.
It's and I've got a really crazy cool times. Scar. Got a cool scar. Well, that's what counts, isn't it?
Oh, I've got a lot of scars over my body. See, I don't get ill very much, touch wood, but I am a very clumsy guy, and so I have cuts, scrapes. Like, my head has been dented about 20 times, you know?
Oh, jeez.
So it's like...
So you're a bit like a steel drum.
Yeah, all in the bubble, Tan says.
I mean, you could, but I kind of like to play games. You
put
know,
games in the bubble.
Yeah, you can have the games in the bubble, Paul.
You know, maybe a few Pop-Tarts.
Yeah.
Oh, I did like maybe some Pop-Tarts.
Water on tap into the bubble. Sponge
only Volvic water, though. That's the only water I like.
The only caveat is the bubble has to be like in the middle of the high street or something, and you have to be naked.
I mean, I've been nude in public
before. I mean,
before.
That's probably someone's fetish, so.
I mean, it's like... It's no worse than something David Blaine would do, is it? So
true.
That's true. And he would just be called art.
Yes, that's right.
And then I'll just be called clinically insane.
But like, why is that dude naked in a bubble? Oh, right, he's playing games. Okay.
Yes, that's art right there.
It's a new Fortnite
city in the
promotion.
World, so decent internet as well.
It's like, well, while we're on the topic of YouTube, I know Twitch and YouTube does not get along. You know,
right.
Just to our subscribers or anyone who actually listens to it, would you like videos from me and Chili be gaming or just everyday life? I know Chili probably won't like that because obviously he has a lot of podcasts obviously to do, and so he has to edit and.
Yeah, but you could do the editing for him, right? You could just be a star.
I would know what
hey,
I
used to edit. I used to edit the podcast before Chili. And apparently that was a mess according to a certain K word that I will not pronounce on the
stream. If you're doing live content stuff, you only need straight cuts. You don't need transitions. You could just be like a compilation of all the funny shit that you do.
Yeah.
That sort of stuff would work. Like little highlight reels.
Scrabble
do little editing.
Ooh!
I mean, I'd watch it. So.
Aww.
Yes, hello, Mum.
Okay, while he's talking to Mum, we'll bring this in.
I'm good. Mum, we're on podcast right now. We're actually doing a podcast. Yeah.
Special guest Mum.
Yeah, special guest Paul's Mum. How many listens to the show, I heard, so.
I'll mute myself. Say hi, Mum.
Hi, Paul's Mum.
Hi. Thank you for following me on Twitter.
Hello.
Okay. What's up?
Okay.
Yes.
We've mainly brought you on to talk about raiding. Because,
oh, God, okay, yeah.
Well, not mainly. I mean, it's us. We're going to get distracted anyway, but...
Go for it.
How do you feel this tier has been? Because I must admit, I've not been as excited this tier as I've been the last tier. I don't know why, but this tier just hasn't clicked.
I feel the opposite, unfortunately. But that's mostly because it's taken me so long to find a group of people that can actually stick together for this amount of time. So we finally got to the point where we're past the third boss of Wing in the recent content. So my I'm a bit rose-tinted at the minute because it's the first time we've done that in so long. Like, it was like heavensward when we last did that stuff. You know, Stormblood was a disaster for me raiding-wise. We're finally working on EAS, and it is the best feeling in the universe.
Nice.
So it is a bit jaded. But at the same time, I think that their claim that the bosses were harder, I don't think is true. That's the first thing I want to mention.
Yeah.
Because I did play some of the previous tier. We might not have cleared it all, but that felt harder than this. I don't understand like what their claim is, how it's harder.
I actually feel it is a little harder.
You do?
Not much, but I do feel like there's certain things, especially 6. I feel like 6 is harder than most of the last tier.
You see, 6 and 7 are the wrong way round, in our group's opinion. Because 7, I mean, I've got a breakdown of the mechanics on one screen. I could just literally say how many mechanics there are. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. There's like 20 mechanics on that page I've written down, okay, for E7. You know, like the order of things that happen.
Yeah.
And then the other one is 2 pages of A4. So 6 is 2 pages of A4 for me to break down whilst I read it out to people on a timeline, because I do all the call outs. And then and then the E7S is half, like less than half. It's not even a full A4 sheet, for example. So, I mean, obviously that's not every single line on this lined paper covered, but you know, that it's the same sort of coverage. It's surprising to me, because you would think that the third one would be the gatekeeper, but I think it's the second one for sure. And you said you had, you've been working on E6, right, and finding it difficult.
Yeah, we've been finding it a lot more difficult. I did leave my primal group because I wasn't really being able to do 2 raid groups, and they got a little too serious for me. I like raiding for a bit of fun. Once it gets super serious, I kind of jump out. I'm still friends with them though, so. But I've been running. I run now on Aether with Sheehills I tank.
We're
on E6S.
I mean, once you learn the mechanics, though, it's not quite so bad. Like, as long as you can say that every mechanic in E6S is essentially the same thing you've already done, just with an added thing. It's just a reversal of stuff or an addition of something you've done in a previous timestamp in that fight before, and you just add to it. And then once you can figure that out, it's kind of straightforward. The only thing you mess up on is keeping everyone alive just before the final, you know, the DPS Teva section where they go out and then drop the AoE and come back in with the concussion, right? Exactly. Yeah. That's where everybody dies. And once you get past that, there's nothing left, is there? There's two Ferris Storms, a knockback, and then Hard Enrage. So,
which, by the way, for us, we seem to have the Ferris Storms being the exact same spot a lot of the time.
That is complete RNG, but I know what you mean. Half the time, it does feel like it's the same place, and then suddenly we get one on.
Oh, yeah, like, I know. DNA, it's like same one, same one, same one. Oh, it's different. Shit trolled.
Yeah, but I don't know. I'm finding it hard to sort of judge the tier from a more non-jaded perspective, because I'm really hyped. Every time we get past a mechanic, I just think that this is the best thing in the universe. Now, obviously, COVID-19 has changed the development schedule of stuff. So I think, honestly, this will be the first tier I ever complete for the next major patch. So I'm quite hyped about that. A lot of people hate the fact that it's delays, though, don't they? So...
Well, I don't mind the delay, to be honest, and I'm looking forward to seeing what the new Unreal Trials are going to be like.
Right.
Because I've heard they're going to be savage, almost savage tier.
That was the rumor, right?
Yeah.
His exact thing was basically like Titan would be similar to Savage because of the size of a platform.
Yeah.
But I want to see more fleshed out stuff. So we'll see in the next letter from a producer for that part two information. But those are very exciting. I've managed to convince Mustatic to do those together.
Yeah, I've already had an idea in the last podcast. I'm going to bring it up here, but I have an idea that it's probably going to drop Savage tier accessories.
You think?
Because you only get a reward once a week.
Right.
And by the time they'll be dropping in the same patch with the catch up gear where you can upgrade the tome accessories.
That's
so
a good theory.
That would make sense. There would be, because Shiva gave accessories when she first came out.
So the time exclusivity makes me question a lot of things.
Yeah.
What exactly that quote means from Yoshi P. Does it really mean that Shiva's going to come out? We go and do Unreal Shiva. We get judged on our performance based on that is what rewards we get. So what are we looking at? Are we looking at speedruns giving better stuff? Are we, what does that mean?
Yeah, it'd be interesting. It could be based on how many people died.
That's true, yeah. Maybe there's like a little tracker.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think where they've done that before, where there's a tracker.
It's not a tracker, but you've got a limit.
Bottoms metal is the last time I remember something being tracked from fails in a fight. So maybe they could use the second boss of Bottom Metal's mechanics where they go, okay, there's a tick next to that guy, they did the correct thing. I don't know how far they'll ramp that up, though. That'd be interesting. But it's all a hype, isn't it? But personally, I want that face dog, as I call it. There's like a stretched face fox dog thing sat next to the bench on Chloe's desk in Idleshire. If you look at this,
yeah, it
looks like a fun minion. Yeah, but is that going to be a reward? Are the rewards going to be just casual stuff, or are they actually going to be integral to raiding? That's the big question.
I would hope they be. For a name like the Unreal Fights, you know.
Yeah, and then there's the Bow Hollow thing, right? Is that going to be a roulette wheel that you spin with your little token for beating it once a week? Is this going to be just like the stickers mini game that Chloe has with the three lines? Because if it's like that, she can go to hell. There's no chance of me ever getting anything off that. I've never got three lines on the Wondrous Tales.
Same.
It's, yeah.
That's because Chloe doesn't like me. I may be her best friend, but she just still doesn't like me.
What do you feel about no ultimate, though? That's a question that I wanted to ask you.
Me?
What do you feel about no ultimate this time? Because I see a lot of drama about that so far, or at least not a lot of people were expecting it.
I mean, you know, it's going to be Omega next. If they're going in the order, it will be Omega next, right?
Maybe.
Because so far, what was it we've had?
Could it be the Warring Triad together?
It could be something? The Warring Triad, or it could just be, you know, Big Boy Thordon.
That's true. Ooh, the Knights 12.
So far, they've gone into like, you know, oh, well, we're just going to revamp this raid tier and make it just even more powerful. You know, we're going to make this, you know, more powerful. Oh, now we've got Alexandria, more powerful.
You know, like Thordon is phase one, and then Nidhogg just appears out of the floor, and then there's Sophia just suddenly appears and goes, hi guys, do you want to fall off?
Oh my god, and then they, like, she's like behind doing all these tipping her things, and then Nidhogg and Thordon combine into one.
Oh my god, like Horatio.
And then Zurban out of fucking nowhere with fucking Saw. You're like, oh. And then it's going to be like Skip Saw all over again.
Oh no, don't mention Skip Saw. Oh god.
Also, I'm blaming Maelstrom Radio. Don't go follow Maelstrom Radio, because they just blew up my Twitter and made my mum phone me. So fuck Maelstrom Radio. That's, we are rough, stripping dude. Them of all rights to move around now. Not allowed in this country no more. Sorry. I mean, they blew up my Twitter.
Yeah, I think Thordon would be cool. But honestly, all of this is too predictable, and I hope they go for something exciting. But I see a lot of people a little bit worried as well about the lack of a deep dungeon, how they're going to level and stuff. And there is a small need for that. But maybe this time around, the secret is boss gen front. Maybe they're going to actually allow you to level up actual outside classes inside. That would be novel, wouldn't it? Maybe. That would fill the gap. But probably independent leveling system again, and they already confirmed Logos actions are going to be back, basically. And everything but name. So that's... I mean, I love Eureka, but I know a lot of you don't.
Like, if I could do it solo, I would be happy. You know, I have mad, like, anxiety when it comes to, like, joining parties and shit. If it's, say, with, like, friends, then yeah, it's fine. But none of my actual, like, friends properly did it. Like, it started getting, you know, by the way,
Talon, I've heard that the new ultimate, there will be a new ultimate, but it won't be until 5.5.
Yeah, it won't be till much later in the cycle. Even probably, the cycle's completely off, right? It's off kilter. Yeah. Unless they're crunch, which is not good.
No.
So.
But I also, as I've talked about, by the way, I don't know what you're thinking about this. I talked about it in this last podcast, but this is a little rumor I've heard from people that supposedly isn't supposed to be talked about right now, but I brought it up earlier just so that people can know. If you are looking into playing Final Fantasy 14, they are testing the idea of possibly making 2.0 free to play.
That's cool. I mean, that needed to be done, right?
Yeah. Again, this is just rumors. Square Enix, don't attack me. But yeah.
I mean, it's only a tenner for, like, see, let's go to Final Fantasy on Steam. I mean,
all these sales that they have.
It's... Well, right now, like, this is non-sale. It is a tenner for base game.
Which is on their store?
No, this is on Steam right now.
Don't Steam have a sale? I can't remember.
Steam doesn't really put a sale of 14. That's why, in some ways, it's better to buy it from the Square Enix store. Because you're more likely to get
it. Was Humble Bundle and GOG, I think, there. Something like that.
So...
It won't really cost them anything, and they'll bait people into getting into it. And with the whole revamp of 2.0 to 2.5 MSQ and flying, which is the other topic no doubt you'll want to talk about, that is a good way of getting people into a good game, because a lot of people, as Yoshi P said, do quit as soon as they get through like the 2.0 stuff, because they're like, oh God, how many more patches have I got to deal with this stuff? Oh. Now, especially if we're on their own, if they don't have someone pushing them to do stuff like me going, it gets better, then they're not going to do it, are they?
It really does. It really gets better.
Yeah, I mean, we had to push a friend of mine's sister to get through that. She refused to buy a boost, and that's fine. That's the good mentality, in my opinion.
I always say that boosts are only really good if you're playing for a second character.
Yep. I mean, I've boosted, I don't know, about 4 or 5 characters, mostly on different servers for that purpose. Otherwise, I wouldn't be able to cover half the stuff I need to, especially the European data center split that still leaves a thorn in my side. I mean, it didn't need to be split, in my opinion.
No.
So, yeah, I'm still salty over that.
NA, yes, because NA has a bigger player base.
But EU was small to begin with, right? Yeah. In the grand scheme of things.
It's a lot of us are on North American servers, like me and Paul.
Yeah.
But my main is on EU, so...
Yeah.
I'm still over there.
I want to say betrayal, but not really, because that's the opposite of what you're doing.
I have two characters over there that I do play on quite religiously. One on the Light Data Center, one on the Chaos Data Center. Because
I need to level up my EU character, because I was on recently, but I need to level it up.
Yeah, so does Talon. Talon also needs to do it.
I mean, I know a lot of people, including like Mr. Happy, for example, are doing playthroughs of the game as it is now with no buffs and stuff. And then he plans to do a playthrough on I believe, streaming and probably a video series of that, like highlights of afterwards. It'll be really interesting.
Does everyone want to see more playthroughs of Sausage McContent, the greatest Balmon character ever made?
I mean, great series. You can make a lot of money with that.
I mean, one of the streams was just me going around Limsa Lamunsa offering people to buy my meat.
Oh my God. You should highlight that and put that on YouTube.
I don't know where it is. It's probably been deleted by now.
You see, you're missing out. You should just do it.
Yeah, I bought a load of steaks.
Upload that shit.
I bought a load of steaks and just ran around asking random people to buy my meats and then traded them.
God.
Trade them a steak. Steak for their worth.
I'm not even sure what they would think.
I mean, I'm a big meat fan, so I like no offense to all the vegetarians, and I have a good friend that's a vegetarian, vegan Pete. And you know, I it's like, yeah, a cookie, nice, sweet, savory kind of thing, but meat. juicy meat.
You just want to get more hands on your meat. That's your problem.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Watch out for the special sauce.
I heard it stains.
Brown sauce, yes.
Yes, indeed.
That would turn the Americans. Great. It was great. Actually, I want to buy this by you and Yenny. How do you think of a horde mode in Final Fantasy 14?
Horde mode? So, like, how would that work?
Like, waves and waves of, like, ads and stuff? Like,
so are we talking kind of, like, scenario-type stuff from WoW? Are we talking, like, an instant situation? Or are we talking, like, a fate situation that just keeps going?
I would say an instant.
An instance.
So you could do it solo or with a pie of four or even with a pie of tea, you know.
What would be the reward?
Like, I think it would be a good way to, if you get high, like, obviously higher up there, say with, you know, each floor, more mobs, gets incredibly harder.
So like Palace of the Dead.
Literally like Palace of the Dead, but you actually get decent gear out of it. Like, it's sort of like on par with Ray gear, but it has, obviously it has to be, you know, up there in the floors.
You know, solo content raid gear. I mean, maybe if it was like an item level or two below, like welfare stuff, maybe.
I think it'd be fun. Like, I enjoyed like horde mode stuff where you could just, you know.
I mean, it's not a terrible idea. I just, I don't know if it would be for everybody. As long as you don't make it mandatory for people, then that would work. That's the problem, isn't it? The border between creating content that everybody will do, or stuff that everybody has to do, and a lot of people are confused where the budget's going from the lack of a dungeon. Then they said that they're doing the whole ocean fishing stuff, so it's not completely impossible. They have the budget extra for it. Apparently they've put way more money into the MSQ of 5.3 though, so I'm excited for that. And the new trial to end off Shadowbringers, that'll be that makes me question everything, like what that could be. Speculation, right, is potentially, you know, maybe Elidibus and a form of his, right?
That's, well, they've said that we wouldn't suspect it, and that's kind of an easy guess, so
yeah, but maybe
Gilgamesh.
That's too obvious.
Gilgamesh.
I mean, that we know he's good. There
no Hildebrand though. Oof.
No, we've got to beat Gilgamesh so that in the next patch we get Hildebrand,
I think.
So we got to save Hildebrand from Gilgamesh again.
Like alternate, I mean, Hildebrand, isn't it?
What was the thing you were talking about, actually? It was Elidibus and the Warriors of Darkness.
Oh, yeah, the Warriors of Light.
And you were thinking that, oh, yeah, we're going to have to fight each one. Was that the, that was the dungeon?
The dungeon. I'm expecting we're going to have to fight the Warriors of Light.
I mean,
it'd be a throwback from Heavensward, but.
As an actual, like, trial.
Yeah. No, it would be the dungeon.
Oh, it's the dungeon.
And then that would lead you into the trial.
And then trial would be their master, yeah. They've got to do something ridiculously engaging to make you want to prepare for the next expansion. So somebody has to die, right? Somebody has to die.
Well, no, you got to remember, we've still got two more patches to lead up to
the next
expansion.
Yeah, your Stola should die.
This is just to end this expansion.
I know, but like, there has to be some bad stuff from this. I don't know. My money is on Crystal Exarch sacrificing himself to get us through the portal in the vessel. Well, this Scion. I don't think he's going to come back. I don't think he can survive this.
I like the theory that we're going to, because of all the people that love the Crystal Exarch, that we're going to kill the Crystal Exarch only to go back to our world and then wake up Gravity from the Crystal Tower.
Well, make a loop, because you need to make the loop.
Yeah.
It's very Alexander of you. The cat did it all along.
especially considering I can't remember. I was reading something about it, but yeah, I'm expecting something like that.
Still exciting, though.
I mean, I think obviously with the Exarch, obviously like trying to infuse these crystals with his own, he'll be very weak. And I think
we saw him clutching his arm, right, and going, "Oh, didn't we?" In the last,
yeah, he was already.
I think Elidibus is going to like try and possess him.
Oh god!
And then we'll be fighting the Crystal Exarch in like the end thing.
Dragon.
Like, yeah, and then we're like, when we kill him, we actually do kill him. It'll be us killing him, and then we get sent back.
Oh, knowing would that we killed the Crystal Exarch, or that'll better be, than Horshafant's death.
That'll be some good feels right there.
What, us actually putting the blade through him?
Yeah,
that would be... dealing the final blow. That would be some slightly predictable but good storytelling.
Yeah, and then he like confesses like your love, like his love for you and all that. And like how like you were his inspiration all this long. And then yeah, it's gonna hit the feels and we're like, really? Yeah, do me like that, Square Enix.
Oh, they'll do that. They could easily do that. That's for like, fairly timid, right?
Oh, and then yeah. Like for the end part, oh, like the end part, we see obviously Xenos comes out, and then we get full of just anger and rage, and then we actually become the warriors of the pure darkness, full of rage, and we just fight with Xenos, and then Xenos gets overpowered with our power and has to retreat.
Are we suggesting that Xenos is pretty much going to be the Kefka of this entire thing? Are they trying to build him up further to be the dude?
Well,
the
final dude. Okay, as I've said before, I'm expecting. Okay, this is my how I expect this to go down. Right, remember he's looking for Zodiac right now.
Mm-hmm.
We learned that there's the heart of Hydaelyn. Yeah, and the heart of Zodiac are the ones that are used to summon them and bind it. I'm guessing to the plane.
Right.
I'm expecting that Xenos will become the new heart of the Zodiac.
When we kill Elidibus.
Yeah.
Because Elidibus is currently the...
Yeah.
No, land is...
Xenos will become the new one, and then we'll fight him, we'll get our ass kicked like we did last time.
Wait, does that mean that Ren is the heart right now? Or Reen?
It's the heart. I don't know who the heart... That's, yeah, I guess.
So does that mean she's going to die and we're going to have to become that?
Well, no, I don't know if we have to die. It's a title.
No, she... Well, no, it's not a title. You literally had to go for a while. You had to be the vessel.
Yeah, but...
And she's technically the vessel. Well,
looks
right
things that can be passed on. The person that had it before, Elidibus, just passed it on.
Well, he's not going to pass it on, is he? Because he is it.
Yeah, Elidibus is going to die, but Rin will just pass it on, is what I'm talking about.
Or maybe Elidibus takes her down with him.
Oh, no, I'm saying that we're going to get...
While Xenos is there as well, and you're there, and it's going to be like the soul transfer kind of thing. It's going
to... And then we're just going to have the crazy fight between us and Xenos. With us,
Bordella, right? Is the only one who has his sort of.
That'd be good.
I want to see more Fordella because she is
went off without a trace. But we all know that Stormblood was easily the worst expansion ever.
Yeah, but no, I'm expecting then once we beat Xenos, we'll find out that it was Zodiac's plan all along, and then we find Zodiac itself.
Maybe like an embodiment or an avatar of Zodiac.
Yeah.
And then Zodiac, as in you're on the moon and it starts to crack open and turns into a giant robot monster or alien or whatever you want to call it.
That's what I said. I'm expecting very animes.
Oh, I can't wait. Have you seen the anime?
The anime adverts are fantastic. I actually have them on a playlist with that little, the girl who puts the headset on and she goes into a Makote and falls through the world. Oh my God.
I mean, Square Enix, just make an anime series.
I would love a series like that. Oh my God.
You know, like, was it Daddy of Light? That was sick. I enjoyed.
Yeah, but I love it, but forget it. Make an anime instead.
Yeah, definitely. Like, just look at your game, look at your player base. We're all weebs.
There's no need to make a bloody movie over the thing. The TV series was really good. Don't make a movie. Make an anime.
I'm looking forward to the movie, though.
Oh yeah, same. But make
we've got the Netflix series, right?
But is it necessary?
No, it's not necessary. But I'll take it.
You also have to be careful on YouTube. You can't make videos on it. Anymore.
Died. Just wait. What? Apparently, people saying streams died.
Streams
still up for me.
So it might just be for Taro.
Ah.
I don't know. Twitch gets me trying along with Susan and people saying like Twitch thing. I'm just like, yeah, man, I'll give up. Got bad bed.
Twitch is
going strange. Back to bed would involve being in there in the first place.
True. So much true.
That sounds pretty good right about now. Not the luck.
Oh, sweet. Let's just do a bed stream where we all sleep.
Bed stream? Oh, yeah.
I mean, we can.
I've got an Amazu onesie, so I'll wear that.
Okay, see?
I'll get breakfast with you.
I don't have a onesie or anything like that, but I do have a load of Moogle plush toys and Chocobo plush toys.
Danny's take a picture. I'll be wearing it at FanFest.
I have a bunch of of bunnies.
We talk about that, but that's if FanFest it happens.
We've got to be positive, Chili. We've got to have the fingers crossed and everything and trust in people to police themselves.
Because I really want to do don't North get American
started,
FanFest. Me,
don't get me started. I already had a fit about this today.
I mean, let's not get political, right? But when they're staring at a graph behind them and it clearly shows a spike upwards and they're saying, oh yeah, it's gone down, I'm like, are you blind? Are you actually blind, Boris?
We just held the board upside down. It's fine.
I didn't put my glasses on.
Oh
dear.
Oh, actually, before I forget, Taru, if you are listening and can still hear the stream, we would like you on a tank podcast where we talk about tanks with Talon there and Carter Pants you saw earlier and me. I will message you a bit later about it, but I just, you know, I wanted to get out before I completely forgot and went brain dead.
You could call it Everybody Tanks and No One Heals.
That's true.
That's like you have raided with me.
yeah, Chili. I'm constantly under half HP.
Can't be that bad.
Yeah, but you're not dead, so that's what that is.
You're a DPS mage, so it's fine.
I'm just bleeding out my anus, you know.
But you're not dead.
Told you not to sit on that mechanic.
Yeah.
Oh dear.
He's six.
Yeah, yes. I'd love to Talon. Hear that podcast.
Keep typing it out, because he might not hear me. It's also very weird that people have found my mum on Twitter and it's really annoying me. She's now fucking messaging me about shit.
You're a celebrity. Deal with it.
I'm not a celebrity, though. I'm just
you
Paul.
You are.
You are, though.
You don't accept that now, Paul.
That means that she's just Paul's mum.
I don't accept love and I don't accept fame.
Oh, dear. Have I got bad news for you?
Shit.
Whatever shall you do?
Drink profusely.
You should encourage your mum to make videos on Animal Crossing.
She wants to.
You really should encourage that.
What was it? We did, back in the day when I did YouTube, we actually did a CSGO case opening together.
What, with your mum?
Yeah, with my mum.
That's kind of cool, actually, not going to lie.
That's cool.
It's like my mum was the one that got me into games, and like she wants to... Like she's right now, she's playing Animal Crossing upstairs right now. Literally, when I was on the phone, she's like, I'm going to go play Animal Crossing now. You know, she has been, obviously, because with the whole COVID, she can't go out. She can't, you know, spend her money. She's supposed to go to New York. And so she was just like, well, I can't go to New York. I'm going to buy a bunch of games. And that's what she did. She bought a Switch, Animal Crossing, you know, Witcher, fucking Saints Row, and Saints Row.
She's got some 4. Taste, doesn't she?
Yeah, she's got some good taste.
She plays Final Fantasy on the PS4. She plays Final Fantasy 14 on the PS4. Like, she
that's kind of cool.
She's in the 50 mark month. Right now, and she's just like slowly climbing through it. You know, world's she plays. Coolest, she has a PS4. She has an 80-inch TV that she plays her PS4 on. You know, my sister's got an Xbox One as well, and like they both play Monster Hunter as well. They're big fans of Monster Hunter, and they've been playing that a lot as well. And it's been a nightmare. Like, I wouldn't say it's a nightmare. It's good because that's all she wants to play. It's just games now. It's great.
I was gonna say, I wish I had a family like that. Oh my
god!
It's like my sister. Like, we meme each other. Like, I literally, if I go upstairs, because she just sits in the living room. Chills, plays on her Switch or tablet and watches like YouTube and all that and Netflix. And I'll just go in there, put my middle finger up on her. She just puts her middle finger back at me and we just walk away. Simple that. It's that like relationship in a family where you can just do that and not get like an argue about it.
Yeah.
It's great. And also, we've recently been watching The Mandalore. So obviously that's obviously Disney Plus. And the new episode's out right now, episode 8. And there's like one thing, it's like, I have spoken, and I do that, and she just cracks herself up. So, yeah, it's great. It's really good. I'm a big Star Wars nerd. Like, I have been, obviously, with the whole lockdown, Netflix has been great. Netflix and Disney Plus have been godsends. First of all, Star Wars, Disney, and then Lord of the Rings on Netflix. Oh, thank God. Yeah, I fucking love it.
Are they the extended versions? Or
yes.
Oh, thank only God extended. For that. I was gonna say if they were the short versions, I'd be pissed. Extended or nothing. So much you miss. Like a few years ago, I was like, I saw them for the first time. I was like, that's where he gets that from. That's where that character gets this from. It's like you miss all these scenes. It's ridiculous. It's too cut.
And I can't wait for the new MMO that's coming out of Lord of the Rings.
That was a new MMO.
It's being done by Amazon.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah,
I cannot wait. If it's really good, I'm dropping Final Fantasy 14.
Really?
Well, okay. I say that, but I'm saying like if they ever made a Dragon Age MMO, I would ditch Final Fantasy in 2 seconds of a heartbeat. Because
well,
I'm getting
a live service one, aren't you? Soon, that'll be fun for you.
So I've got my Dragon Age T-shirt on right now. and I would instantly go, instant.
Yeah, let's hope they don't anthem it for you.
Oh, please no. Even though I kind of enjoyed the anthem, but just didn't really have the kind of... I like the aspect, get into a mech suit, fly around, shoot shit.
Yeah, the concept of anthem was good. It's just how it was done.
It's like, what was it? They're remaking it, aren't they? They were like, we have to remake it now.
They should just...
They should just bury it, work on Dragon Age, get the real followers back, you know?
Trust me, I don't trust them with anything now.
Yeah, I wouldn't trust them with Dragon Age, dude. You're going to be very disappointed.
I know.
I mean, I'm hopeful for you, but it ain't looking good, right? With their track record.
It's in my heart.
Because most of the people that made those games has left.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, left, inverted commas.
Inverted commas, yeah. I know they will stick with the story. Like, I have the books as well. If you read the books of Dragon Age, you get so much more context. It's great.
Oh, yeah. Lore's always been like that, though, isn't it? Like the Warcraft books. Oh, man.
It's like I follow a lot of people on Twitter, and there's a person that does a bunch of surveys on there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, of how like, we also talk a lot as well about it. And it was like the first thing is like, do we want to bring the Inquisitor back, like for a cameo, or is it going to be like our next character? What's our next character going to be, kind of thing? You know, and I did a mini my thoughts on it back like a while ago. It was on my own channel because I didn't want to do it on Milgaround.
Oh, by the way, Mione, I've got a question.
Yeah.
What do you think of our new Loomchan emote?
You have a Loomchan emote? Hold on.
Yes, we do.
See this. Oh, I want it. I want that. You have won. Is it still as bad as it was? How's COVID treating that fine establishment?
Fucking dead. I'm not surprised I got cobwebs in.
More dead than usual? Or...
In Scarborough, where I live, just over the road from me, we had 10 deaths.
Jeez, really? Is it that bad?
Well, I live near a care home, so.
Oh, okay, that puts it into perspective.
But still.
That's rough. Yeah, that sucks, dude.
It was scary because Scarborough has an amazing... Yeah, we have the best cinema. Yeah.
It is the best cinema. It's
There it is.
You get free splinters with every ticket.
I'll leave that there for a minute. There it is, Scarborough's.
That's our theatre. That's not even a joke.
That loom.
That's our chairs, and that's the loom.
We need to make a GoFundMe to buy that loom for you or something.
Honestly, if Muggaround ever becomes like a big like corporate thing, you know, when we get like a lot of money in, I think we're just gonna buy it and make it our home.
Yeah.
We're
gonna record podcast from there.
Yeah.
Oh, from a room, not the loom. Like.
Yeah, we're gonna have the whole thing. Loom
on top of the loom.
You could do the music video thing and push the loom down a really steep hill whilst riding on a...
I would cast 1,000 podcasts. Just to hear you.
Just to weave them together.
Oh my god, can someone draw, like, Luna, I had just had this picture in my head of... Chili sitting there looming his podcast together.
Oh, yeah.
The fabric is literally just his podcast. All the podcasts he's done, you can have like Woogaround, Maelstrom Radio, Phoenix
Down. All the logos and then
I want one more gets added to the loom.
He's got like a cavalier hat on and he's just sat there.
Oh my god.
Looming the night away.
So good. On next Twitch payment, I need that done in my life.
Yeah. Thank you to everyone who subscribed. By the way, we got a Twitch payment last month for $100. So thank you again to all the subscribers.
Well, it was £70.
Yeah, that's $100.
Very nice. Very nice.
Oh my god! I used money to fund some giveaways, a podcast tapestry.
Yeah, podcast tapestry. I used it to fund some giveaways, and then I also bought Fancy 10 too.
Yeah, I bought Mass Effect, Andromeda. What I'm currently playing through now because Dragon Age is going to take me a long time to finish, and I really just want another game to play. And Chili is just every time he plays Kakarot, it just gets me in the ways where I just want to sell nudes, get on OnlyFans, you know, and sell my body just
well,
to
get... You see, there's the bubble show that we talked about. Yeah? There's you in the high street, naked in a bubble.
Yeah.
Chili and his DBZ addiction. I am addicted to it.
Or so am I, to be fair.
Yeah, I'm sorry for anyone who has to watch my streams.
It unfrosts every time they give you a dollar. Like, just a slight bit.
Oh, yeah. like, if you have not seen Chili play... like, he was playing it the other day. He was playing Dragon Ball Kakarot, and he was facing Lord Beerus, and he had music from the anime playing, like... Yeah. I was getting hyped for him, you know. I was like, "Yeah, go on, Chili." It was so epic. I just wanted to play it so much.
Fun fact: that fight was made so hard that even the developers said that only 1 out of 10 times I've ever beaten it.
Wow.
Yeah, they can't beat it.
That's overtuned.
Yeah, I found out why. It's because they gave him basically constant super armor where you can't hit him and he can hit you. And it also disables all healing items when you enter. So you can't heal. He can heal. He can hurt you. You can't hurt him. Balance.
Well, no, I think that's good because obviously it's a hard fight. I kind of wish they do it for, like, you can play as any character. Because you can only play either as Vegeta or Goku. You know, because obviously they have the Super Saiyan God thing. That is, you know, their stake. Like, no one else can do that. But I really wish I could just have, like, Trunks or have, like, Gohan in there and, like, beat him up as them. That would be fucking epic. If they add that later, yeah, 10 out of 10, best game of the decade.
I did say in the stream, though, and on a tweet, though, please do not buy the DLC. It is not worth the money.
But the hard fight.
Was there, like, a level cap increase or something?
Yeah, it basically added some training and the level cap increase, and that's all it did. Yeah. And it was like £20 because you have to buy the season pass. So
that kind of sucks.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. It's my birthday coming up soon. I'm buying it. I don't care what you say, Chili. I'm doing it.
I would suggest not buying the season pass. I would suggest buying the main game. Main game is fun. But right now, the season pass isn't worth it until we find out what the other DLC is like. So,
to be fair, my mom phoned me the other day. Oh, not the day, like literally later today, it was like about 1 o'clock. And she was like, Trunks. Oh, so what do you want for your birthday? And I went, I don't fucking know.
Well, you can play the game as Trunks Talon, by the way.
Honestly, don't.
Adult Trunks.
Oh, no, you can only play as Adult Trunks?
You can play as Adult Trunks, and I think you can play as Kid.
I thought Kid was the support, though.
I think Kid was just support. Okay, you can have Kid Trunks with you.
Yeah, that's cool.
The only thing that pisses me off about that game is the fact that you get to play as Vegito and Gotenks in the story, but once you've beaten the story, you can't play as them.
Yeah, that's so.
So it's like,
you know, and that, yeah. And you know, they don't have the superior fusion as well. Just kind of.
Sorry, everyone, for the Dragon Ball talk. I know everyone here is a fan of Dragon Ball.
Hey, man, like, this is Mugaran. We tangent. Surprisingly, we haven't actually announced, obviously, with the whole lockdown, that Nando's. You know, we haven't actually talked about Nando's because we haven't been able to have our Nando's.
I've been making my own Nando's because Tesco's has been selling the spices and sauces that they use for their actual food.
Oh, yeah, I saw that, yeah. So, now I need to go make that now.
Stop, you're making me hungry at, like, midnight.
It's like, to be fair, I'm surprised I'm even still functional at this point.
Yeah, I don't know what's holding you together.
Oh, no, because like, I went for a 2-hour nap. I woke up, my mum, like, looked at me, placed down... a case of Monster next to me. It's like, this is what you need. And I'm like, oh, thanks, mum. And I was just like, I downloaded one of those. I was like, oh, trying to wake up. I'm actually drinking one right now, but I've got to be careful because obviously, you know, I don't want to die because I've been off Monster for 5 months ever since I got the blood clot scare.
Oh, shit, yeah.
And so this is the first time me actually having a Monster.
Pace yourself at the start, otherwise the insulin levels will be just too high and your body won't take.
Yeah, don't drink all of it. Mix it. Do what I do when I drink energy drinks because I know. Don't drink any. I do occasionally.
The one I do like is Sneak because that has the sugary and all that stuff. It's better, really good.
Luna Nando's is a fast food chicken restaurant in England. I say fast food, but it's a lot more healthy than most fast foods because nothing's really fried. It's just roasted.
Mm.
Yeah, Pussy's the best energy drink. Go buy a pussy.
God, here we go.
Pound that pussy. It helps you raid.
Yep. More you can take that out of context. I don't mind.
I need to buy more. Actually, I haven't had any for a while, and I do like it. It's like 20 quid for 24 cans. Home delivery
orders in.
Well, yeah, it's the only way you can, because nobody sells it.
Yeah.
Nobody here at least sells in store, so I have to order online.
I'm actually really annoyed with
and Amazon has stopped selling it. I put pussy on Amazon, and I got something I completely didn't want.
Did you get a pocket pussy?
I was like, no, I want the drink.
You sure you didn't want that?
No, because so it was Chili's birthday at the beginning of the year, and I wanted to send him, like, me and my mum wanted to send him some stuff. We wanted to send him a t-shirt and a statue for figurine thing for like Dragon Ball Z, and like, right, obviously this whole bullshit of COVID-19 started, where, so, you know, and like, if I go put all the post, it still won't get to him until like 2 years, because obviously, because the postal stuff is just really bad right now. And I mean really bad, where they are hella delayed.
Yeah.
Do you know why they're delayed? Because I saw on you know, the BBC's
that all these people buying pocket pussies.
Yeah. But they were putting, well, it's weird. It's weird. I feel sorry for the postal service. Yeah, like, you know, they're essential workers. Though, seen, everyone's got to get the post.
I've seen a couple of them out and about, and I've actually thanked them.
Yeah, I always thank the Amazon drivers, because obviously we've been getting a shit ton of Amazon packages, because, you know, well, we've got fuck all else to do. Might as well spend money. You know, we get a bunch of gardening stuff in, because obviously May is, we have a lot of birthdays in May with my family. Got my dad's, my nan's, and mine. And we're having a barbecue just outside. Ooh. We've also got a fire pit coming soon, so.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Let's hope it doesn't rain for the rest of the month.
It's been raining for 3 days already. I'm not looking forward to it.
I'm worried that we're just going to get rain once quarantine ends, because I don't know about where you guys are, but it's just been really sunny here.
Yes. Lockdown ends. First day of lockdown ending. Enjoy the hailstones and rain and thunderstorms.
It's going to fucking snow.
It'll be like really hot, like it is currently right now for some reason in this office. And then it'll be like that outside, so, I don't know, like 27 at night or something ridiculous, and it'll be thundery, and it'll just pee it down for a month.
To be fair, it was thundering and lightning where I live when we was doing the Tasty Peach episode.
Oh, and could you hear it in the audio?
I think we might. I can hear, because I got my big headphones on, so.
I couldn't hear anything on my side, so.
And it was kind of funny, because my sister was worried about that, because obviously I was streaming and stuff, like the whole power just go, Now, like, yeah, no, you would have heard me. She was like, I was going to hear you do the Darth Vader no from down there. And I was like, yeah, that would be me.
It would have been so loud that chances are we would have still recorded it.
It would have still heard sound it.
We would have been like, what's in the distance? No!
I just remembered I've got a stream tomorrow.
Yeah, you're Dragon Age tomorrow.
Well, no, I'm Raid.
Sorry, you've got caffeine on your side.
We got Raid tomorrow, Raid Saturday, Sunday, where we do our little eat dinner, watch cooking videos bit as well, because I was actually enjoying that. And I think other people, I know Luna was there at the time who was doing that.
I was sitting there
eating my roast dinner whilst we were watching fucking cooking videos.
I have my top secret podcast to record tomorrow that still hasn't been announced yet, even though it's recorded last week. For some reason, he's not uploaded it yet, so I can't talk about it yet. We've got that. There's some shade right there. I've got my Unchained podcast to do, and then I've got, I'm a guest on Phoenix Down.
Super secret
podcast.
You're way too busy these days. Well, you always were, but
yeah, he always was, and he will always be.
Take some time for yourself occasionally. You know that, right? You need to chill, Chili. Some.
I'll be fine. Talon said, Mione, what's your favorite piece of 14?
What in this patch?
I don't know.
General.
You just said in general, I think.
Yeah, I think
that's in general minion collection, because it always pushes me to do stuff I wouldn't normally. I think that is a good answer, because there's no way I would have done any of that stuff if it wasn't for the minions or that sort of stuff. I've got a pretty average collection of them, but
minions, I don't know.
Yeah, minions are fun. Mounts annoy me though, because there's so many locked behind
stupid RNG.
Yeah.
I can't wait to get my third ghost sperm mount.
Ooh, yes.
My standard ghost spam. Oh no, yeah, that's coming back.
Weapons for the classes that have been introduced since. That's a lot more for us to do. That's a lot more fates, Chili. Is your butt prepared for that many fates?
Well, considering the fact that I did all the fates in one day at one point.
Yeah. No. That's like me with Eureka.
I think it took me like 25 hours to get all the fates done because I had a busy week that week and I'd forgotten about the event.
Yeah.
And that was the week I ended up going to Paris, getting lost in Paris, vomiting in Paris. Then I ended up in a hotel with Playboy girls.
I mean, that's not really the worst part of that.
Chili is just that, like, you know, he's just, what are they called? I can't remember what they're called now. They have a lot of money and like.
I don't have a lot of money. I wish I had a lot of money. That Playboy thing was It was a hotel that was opening up the video game suite.
Should have just walked around in a bathrobe, and they would have been right at home.
They'd have been all over you, man.
Out of all the people here, probably Dynamic, Atari TV, Meoni, and me. Maybe probably anyone who would know this band, but do you remember the band Blue?
Yeah. Yeah, sadly.
They were coming back at this event for one of the first ever times.
Why?
They had that plus, the UK version like Jersey Shore and all that lot were there. We were there to review like these video game rooms that they were making, they had like PS4s and arcades in the hotel room.
That's pretty sweet. At
the time, they only had one room. So they booked me and our other host at the time, which was Mike, into that room. Didn't mention that it was a double bed, by the way. And then when we finished, because they hadn't finished actually setting up the PS4s or the arcades, so we installed all their games for them, so that future guests had all the games sorted out and the controllers paired. After about an hour of doing that, they came in and said, oh, sorry, we've double booked that room. Blue is supposed to stay in that room.
Wow.
The whole point of us was to come here to test the room out. And you double book it with someone else. Good job. I mean, it's Blue, so we're going to have to go out. Otherwise, we're going to get pissed on by fans, but...
pissed on by
fans. Oh my God, probably literally as well.
Yeah. I mean, they're old enough.
The question, are they old enough? Oh,
excuse me, madam, are you old enough to pee on me?
Are you of age?
So, before you open your zip, I need to see ID. Okay, proceed.
You know, you gotta do that 25 check. Do you look over 25?
Wow, Chili. Is it because I'm turning 25 at the end of the month?
No, it's because it's the ID check age.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what they say in the supermarkets, dude.
Really?
Yeah. If you don't look over 25, you've got to be ID checked.
Yeah.
Holy shit, that's why I've never been ID'd.
Yeah, I ID'd for batteries in Sainsbury's.
Oh, shit, yeah. Yeah.
I'll never forget the time I got ID checked to cash in a scratch card.
Really?
I'd won a fiver. I'm like, here you go. And they're like, ID. I'm like, but why? I'm not buying one. Just got one.
Chili is lit. Like, Chili looks and sounds like he's like, you know, like still like in his youth, like of teenagers.
I am an old man.
Yeah, and then you say you're an old man. It's like, I never knew, like, we did the podcast for about a year and I never knew your age. Yeah. And then when you told me, I was like, no fucking way.
A lot of people don't believe when I go up to them, I'm like, I'm 30 something. They're like, what? No, you're not.
You're an old man trapped in a young man's body.
I'm like, I'll take that. Only in that way, though, by the way. No pervert ways.
You said it, not me. Everyone else is thinking it. Got him.
We got him, folks.
It's all like, you know, are you sure you didn't stay in that room with Blue?
To be fair, like Chili's life is like so like interesting. Nice. Like, he said it's like, you know, it's not interesting, but you know, when he went to American Fan Fest, you know, he just like took drugs off people, like random people.
Oh yeah. You know? That's fun. Yeah, the little break radio after Paris, party, this guy came up to me and said, do you want some of this? I'm like, yeah, sure.
You know, he got pictures with hookers, you know.
And they didn't want me to pay them either. Everyone else, yeah, they wanted to pay.
It's like a guy with volavants, but he just has like speed on one part of this silver tray.
It's like, I get worried sometimes, Chili, that your life is like, you know, your house now got broken into, you know, you broke your chair, you know.
Oh, yeah, the chair.
Got lost in Paris. You know?
You're going to have to write some memoirs or something when you're done with all this.
Yeah. No, remember the time I also got lost in London once. My mate said, oh, because I was staying in the hotel with a couple of mates, and I'm like, Ben, go outside, down here, turn left. I'm like, okay. Went outside, went down the road, realised I'd crossed the road, turned left and went right instead.
Oh, shit.
So, ended up near Buckingham Palace. Like, what the fuck? This isn't the right place. I've been walking for half an hour.
Yes, it's Queenie. Oh, yes, hello, Queenie.
But Chili, can you go and get some Rizzlers from the corner shop? Oh, yeah, no problem. Meanwhile, at Buckingham Palace. Here he is ringing the doorbell at the big gate. Just a guy with a beef eater and a bayonet stares at you. Like, no.
I'll be like, hello. Lula says, Chili has charisma maxed out. He attracts everyone. Oh, thank you.
At what point did you think, maybe I'm not going the right way? Was it when you were at, like, Buckingham Palace, or when you could see it in the distance?
You could see it in the distance. Like, yeah, this isn't the right place. I realised when I was looking at the... Because I had my phone on, right, to follow GPS.
It's even worse. How?
I realised I'd put in the address to a hotel that was... It didn't exist anymore.
Is that after platform 9 3/4?
Look, I'll find that one eventually. If anyone finds it, it's me.
Just turns up at a building site. Took a wrong turn somewhere.
This is why I'm very happy that we had friends pick me up at the airport for Vegas.
Yeah. I wouldn't trust you with Vegas.
Fucking wrong turn. He's in the ghetto.
Hello.
You don't do white people that way, man.
Some random casino that now owns it.
Random casino that now Chili owns it. How did that happen? We'll never know.
I wouldn't even know.
Ah, yes, I beat the owner. I beat the owner. How Chili?
Married to like a one-legged 70-year-old called Margaret with fake.
But the smoker's voice. Hi, I'm Margaret.
Yep.
The cops in the background. I think Chili's dying again. Chili, yeah. We make you laugh. You're gone. See, I think that'd be great content for Moogaround if we just like, do IRL shing with Chili, just put him in a country, see where the hell he goes off. You know, get him the streamer backpack, see where he goes.
Like real life geoguesser. So like you just blindfold him, drive him off somewhere, drop him off, and then he has to take the blindfold off and figure out where the fuck he is. And he has to walk everywhere and talk to people. But they're all in a different language.
I'm not allowed to use translators, by the way, to make it fair.
That's like some hostel shit.
To be fair, one of these days I'm going to try and from Dover, go all the way from Dover to Scarborough just by walking.
Oh, God. I hope you like dead feet.
Yeah.
Yeah, be fun. And I'll lose weight, so.
Yeah, you'll lose weight. Yeah.
Maybe a limb.
Yeah, I mean, you're not doing too well at the minute, Paul. Are you sure you can put it with endurance? Like,
you know, hey, lost an arm, right? I can take down a conker trees with my bare hands.
Is this Minecraft?
Okay. No, that's how I actually impaired myself, was literally cutting down trees.
Just a tip with trees. Okay, a little tip for anyone that wants to cut down trees, because I used to do it for like I used to help this cherry cut down some trees nearby. Tip.
This is in Texas. In
Scarborough.
Okay.
A little tip for anyone, any male that's listening right now. When you cut the tree, don't stand with your legs like you're mounting the tree, because the tree has gravity and something can happen and it hurts a lot.
Oh my God.
Hospitals are involved after that.
Yeah.
So is the morgue going to get crushed by a tree?
Got blue balled by that situation.
Oh, fucking hell.
Life lesson.
Chili, has this happened to you?
Yeah.
Okay. Relatable, relatable.
Relatable fact.
Oh, relatable. Oh,
man,
fuck
we were talking about raiding at one point.
At one point.
Yeah, it's not a Mugo around episode if you don't, yeah, go off the path a little bit. Only a little bit, though.
Oh, by the way, Mione, I would like to talk to you after the show a little bit, if that's okay, because I do want to, sorry about this, Paul, but I do want to try and make a side podcast as well for one episode with some friends to talk about Final Fantasy VII Remake.
Oh.
Okay, I want, yeah, I think you've probably beaten it by now, right?
Yeah, I finished it.
Yeah,
so I would love playthroughs like halfway.
Yeah,
yeah, I won't be a part of that podcast because it's not on PC yet.
Yeah, so I'd love to have some of us on.
Spoil yourself.
Can we wait for a year?
Yeah, it's worth it. It's worth it waiting a year for. Don't worry.
Yeah, I'd like to have some of us on for a separate podcast where we talk about it. I've got wind up here.
So does that mean I get to take a day off from Morgan Round?
No, like you're doing a tank episode. We'll do it like a spare, spin off.
I mean, it wouldn't be my tank episode. I think this is going to be on Talon's channel.
Oh, nice.
The thing that we were setting up. Yeah, to get him started on his podcasting career.
The Tankersode, yeah.
Tankersode, there you go. That's the podcast name. Tankersode right there.
Tankersode, The Last Stand.
Tankersode, I Need Attention episode.
Boy, for anyone that's here, make sure you go follow Talon. By the way, he makes good content. Also go follow Cartpants too.
And all these other content creators, Luna Dragon, go follow her. She's got some great drawings that she does on streams.
Loomchan was designed by Luna Dragon.
Oh, really? Oh, it's excellent.
Yeah. You know, go follow Dynamic Tara as well. Got an amazing YouTube channel around Tara TV. It's great. You know, and, you know, follow Ozzy Mione. Enjoy everyone's content, including Mione's. Like, I haven't watched his Final Fantasy VII because I haven't watched anyone's.
Yeah.
I do eventually want to play it.
It's going to be really, really hard for you to avoid spoilers, isn't it?
No, it's just called I Just Delete Everyone and Go Rogue.
Well, there's also, there's actually add-ons for Chrome where you can block certain words.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah, you can use it to block. That way, if you don't want to know about spoilers, you can just block them.
You know, I was just going to, go into hiding, build myself a log cabin out in the wilderness and be out there for a year, but
but how do you record podcasts?
Yeah.
How, do zero you send internet, me to buy
no game.
Dove? I get pigeon, on tape. Recorders as well for some reason. Tapes sent to me by Pigeon.
That'd be great.
I have to buy some sort of USB tape player so I can grab the recordings and edit my voice just to try and make the podcast make sense.
Hey, if anyone can do it, Chili can do it right there.
There's a lot of pigeons.
Did you watch John Wick?
Yes.
I'm the homeless guy and I have all the pigeons.
Yeah, that could work. Depends what weight they could carry, like could they carry a laptop?
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, I could send seagulls, but they're very untrained. It takes a year to train them.
And plus, they'll probably just steal the stuff.
Yeah.
They're very rogue seagulls.
Yeah, they'll just go after someone's chips and suddenly someone's got a laptop hitting them in the...
They're like, sweet, I can use this laptop to knock people out and steal their chips.
Yeah.
We had a report. We had reports in Scarborough last year where they had to fight seagulls because one of them tried to steal a baby holding chips.
Oh my god!
Yeah, a couple of seagulls tried to pick the baby out of the crab.
That's kind of brilliant. I bet it looked a bit like a potato, didn't it?
Yeah. One of the baby had it was like a little had like some chips on it.
Oh. Yeah.
The seagull's like, well, we'll take the baby and then that way we... It
looks like a little baked potato with chips. I'll have that.
Well, I can now see is now a seagull dropping stuff off. Yeah, lads in front of you and drops like a laptop and looks up and you go, trade. I give you shiny, you gave me chips.
It's a sausage book content signed of approval. Trading standards. There you go. All done.
And just seal the deal with a bit of shit.
Oh god, I can see that now. It's gonna be great. Yeah, we had a couple of seagulls attacking a woman outside my house. It was great.
Attack a woman?
Yeah.
Did she have chips?
No, she had nothing.
Oh, maybe she looked a bit like a chip.
Probably. It was great. Like I was like,
face, you know.
All this talk about fish and chips though is annoying because the one near me is closed. So,
and guess what I had for dinner?
I'm pretty sure everything's closed, right?
No, all the takeaways are closed here.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, there's only one takeaway open.
And I bet it's a shit one, right?
No, it's a good one, actually.
But he can't have it because it's got nuts.
No, I go there. I go there often. But the problem is, though, I want more than just one type. They only do, like, burgers and pizzas. And, you know, it's a kebab place.
All right.
So, like, it's having ones, and they're good. It's just a limited amount of choice. I want a Chinese, damn it.
Same. I really want a Chinese, too.
Chinese.
But luckily, here, I can get McDonald's, I can get Pizza Hut, I can get fish and chips. I can't get KFC yet, but I can also get Burger King because of the Just Eat app.
You're made for life there. Jeez.
Yeah, it's great. I was actually going to use some of my PayPal. I have £5 left in PayPal. I kind of just want to be like, you know what, this is still
Talent. A takeaway. Jeff attempts to kidnap a local Lalafell. Tune in to 10 for detail. This and more brought to you by Sausage McContent. Buy my meats.
One day we're gonna make a jingle for that. Sausage McContent. Buy my meat.
Do, 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 do. Buy my meats. Do, 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 do. Do, do.
That's great.
Meaty goodness.
Ah.
From the heart of Scarborough. I mean, maybe not say that bit. Only the finest of meats.
Gets closer and closer to the strip joint in Scarborough. No, not those meats. Pans to the to a dark alley, and down it, a small dwarf. Small dwarf. A bunch of meat.
Well, no, we've got the one-legged old woman called Margaret.
Yeah.
I can see that now. I really can see that now. I don't know why I can see it, but I can just see it. Soon. When are we going to get another episode of Sausage McContent?
Yeah, I'm going to have to stream some more Sausage McContent in the future. I might play through a Realm Reborn and then I make another character and then play through again.
Sausage Reborn.
Sausage Reborn. And people wonder why us. I always wonder why people sub to us, Talon.
Same.
I'm
same
like, why? Honestly. Why would people pay money for this?
For this choice of content, I guess. Like, you know, we try and be a news podcast. Well, obviously, we interview people and we talk about a live letter, and then in the end, it just turns to memeage and it's time to go time. Well, I kind of mean it to be because that's how I wanted it to be. I want it to be a place where, you know, we can just sit down, have a drink. Just talk.
I'm happy that so many people have enjoyed it.
Need more drinks for this.
There's not enough drinks.
Sainsbury's is the danger zone right now. I was in there the other day trying to get a birthday cake, and it's just like, oh my god. It's like people 2 meters away each side. There's like two bouncers on the door. You know, there's me in a mask and my hood up, and I'm just like breathing heavily like Darth Vader trying to find a fucking birthday cake.
It was yesterday, but I still want to say happy birthday to Black Rose.
I'll pass that on. Yeah.
Wait, what? Black Rose? You mean the Black Rose that killed all those people?
Yes, she did.
Happy birthday.
No, she lives. We're all done for.
I sent a message on Twitter, everyone. But I still want to give a shout out to her. I hope she had a wonderful day.
No, I think so.
And good cake.
The cake looked nice.
The only cake they had, it was literally a mission into the quarantine.
I'm getting ice cream cake for mine.
But you see, there was nothing else. There was not even a gatto. I was going to go, right, screw cake. I'll get a gatto. No gatto. All right, we'll get a sponge cake. No sponge cake. Like, it was devoid of everything.
Okay, so I'm going to tell you guys where I used to buy my cakes, right?
Do you want
to
know where shop?
No, the butcher's.
It's a meat cake.
I mean, did it taste meaty?
No, the back of the butcher's is like a not a full restaurant, but
that
like a little sandwich.
That sounds really weird, man. At the back of the butcher's is where I buy my cake.
Oh yeah, no. I've got a butcher's down here. My local butcher's down here also has that. It has like a back where it has like sausage rolls and other pastries. Yeah, and they're actually really nice, but unfortunately, it's quite opposite near Greg's.
Yeah, this is opposite. This was opposite Coupland's.
I'm just imagining like 11 p.m. at night on a Saturday. A car pulls up outside the back of the butcher's in an alleyway. you know, steam's coming up from the sewers nearby. There's just this guy, and he lowers the electric window. It's like, hey, hey, got any cake? And the butcher opens the door. He's like, yeah, how much you want?
I got you.
She would actually say, cake. I bought a chocolate
with
orange.
Red icing.
It was delicious. I bought a chocolate orange cake last year.
Oh, a chocolate orange from a butcher's, though. That's nice. That confuses me. Doesn't it stink of meat? Everything stinks of meat from a butcher's, right?
Yeah, but that's the an extra flavouring.
Extra flavouring. Extra flavouring. Dip it in the blood whilst we're there, you know.
Blood for the blood cake.
Oh, for goodness sake, blood cake. What, we Klingon now?
To be fair, I don't have a sense of smell, so it wouldn't really matter to me.
Ah, that's why we have found the belly of the beast.
It was like £6 for this massive cake.
That's not bad.
No, that's pretty damn good.
And she would make it separate for me because of my allergies. So
it's nice. So less meat for you, yeah. Less meat. There's meat here that's been prepared with nuts. Oh, we can't let you have that. We'll have the meat on this board that has no nuts. Why is there nuts in the meat? I don't know.
I got excited.
We fed the cow. We fed the cow. Oh, no. Oh, no, you didn't.
Let's move around. Yes, we did.
Nut and blood cake. Specialty.
Okay, well, do you know what we've got to do at Fan Fest? We've got to make a blood cake.
That's how we make the buttercream around here.
I still actually want to do that when we hopefully go to Fan Fest. Yeah. I want to do a cooking stream there with everyone. And we'll do a cooking stream. We'll get Gordon Ramsay this shit out. Yeah,
I've got a new laptop. I'll probably bring my laptop to Fan Fest.
Yeah, so I'll probably bring like a bunch of cameras and stuff and get that sorted out.
Yeah, bring my mic. Because
obviously, Talon, he's from America and he wants to come down. He got permission from his wife, Raven, who's a very lovely person. Very nice. We met her today. Actually, we met her a couple of days ago, but we actually talked to her in person on Discord just before the show.
Yeah.
And let's hope we get it. Go ahead.
Yeah, we're going to have the whole squad. I think Flatters and maybe Susan.
Well, if Flatters comes, Susan.
Wow.
Yeah, so my steam just went down.
But yeah, I do hope that the North American Fan Fest still happens just because I like visiting America.
Honestly, I would love to visit America. I would love.
There needs to be a London one though. I need to experience a London one. Home turf, you know.
I want to do another London one, and I'm not going to do what I did last time because the last London one killed me.
Well, no, Chili, you'll be staying with me, you know.
Yeah, because I went and came back the same day.
Because Chili's going to be hopefully grabbing the tickets for me.
I didn't say that. Stuff.
No, you know, as in actually buying them from their website. Yeah. And, you know, and I was going to pay for, my mum's going to pay for the hotel. So Chili gets to stay with me.
Yay.
Yeah, a friend of ours has already booked our hotel. I was like, okay.
Cool.
He does a lot of world travel stuff for NVIDIA. Tons of points, so he just booked it.
I'm kind of sad because I guess I can talk about it here, but a friend of mine is one of the judges for Pokemon Worlds.
Oh, okay.
And he was going to have me as one of the guests to come to the London one, but with everything going on.
Oh, that sucks, dude.
Yeah.
There'll be other opportunities though, won't there?
Oh, yeah.
It's Chile. He'll have so many opportunities.
Yeah, most of them involve like back alleys and drugs and getting lost and hookers.
My life.
See, I've been praying to the what was that, Paul? Is behind my room. What? I mean, you can come live with us as well, yeah. You can come, yeah.
Well, to be fair, we can get an Airbnb, it'll be cheaper as a group.
Yeah.
Remember last FanFest where I slept in the closet? Literally slept in the closet.
Yeah, and they came out.
I was on the floor in the closet for Vegas FanFest.
Yeah.
It does read the pain because obviously my mom has connections with Virgin and all that, so
for anyone do a lot of hotel stuff. In America, it's a company. I know they've heard of Virgin, but sometimes people get confused.
I have a lot of contact with Virgins. What can I say?
It's a Friday.
They make me feel youthful, even though I am quite youthful, and I get told I'm a babby. Excuse me, Mr. Moss. Can you get off my microphone? Look, come here.
Oh, come good. On. Moths are annoying, aren't they?
Come here, baby. Come on.
Mothophone.
Come on, before I fucking slap you and kill you. That's what I thought.
Yeah, you could totally understand what you said, Paul.
This was also said to the virgin in the alleyway.
Ooh, I don't know why I laughed there.
You know why you laughed at that, Chili. Don't act all innocent. You know why you laughed.
Oh, dear.
For anyone that wants to know, I've been playing Animal Crossing a lot recently. And during this podcast, I've been trying to wheel and deal turnips. And I've officially filled 4 rooms of money.
Wow.
Yeah,
it goes with the whole podcast of wheeling and doing backyard stuff. Yeah. You know, you can go to other islands, smuggling turnips over the borders.
Yeah, I've got a turnip Discord and I've just been joining people's servers.
Turnip Discord. Oh, turnip my God.
Is it called Turn Up For What?
No. It should be.
I don't know how much money is in this room, but my main room is just bags of 99,000 bells.
And here's me, like, known to a bell to my name. Well,
some could say you're a stalker.
I might as well announce this on the podcast because I'm going to announce it later in the future. But it'd probably be in 2 more podcasts before this actually happens. But there's something in the game called Money Trees where you plant money and then it grows 3 bags.
Mm.
So far I've planted 5 different money trees of 99k. Now with the 99,000, it's not always guaranteed to give you 99,000 back. Sometimes it can give you less. So what I'm planning to do is I'm planning to grow, because you can plant 1 money tree a day. I'm planning to grow 1 money tree a day with 99,000 in each one. And then once I've got enough grown, I'm going to do a stream on Moogle Around Radio where I'll invite people that I trust to come to my island, and you're allowed to shake 1 tree, and then you can take all the money from the tree.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
I want to do that as like some sort of weird money tree challenge.
The money. Do you make him like answer a quiz question as well somehow? Could I like get some content?
Well, the people I trust, so I'll invite them to the Discord and so we can do that.
You know, if they're a true friend, you could be like, what did Chili say on his first ever podcast at this
podcast?
No.
They'll be like,
I don't even remember. There's been my first podcast was like 8 years ago on PlayStation Derailed. That doesn't even exist anymore. I mean, because it's on chain now, but still.
I mean, it could work.
Anyway, we should start wrapping up soon. It's getting quite late.
Is it though?
Your concept of time is lost.
Yeah. Well, I feel bad for Mione more than anything. And I know Paul needs sleep.
I'm good. Just a little bit low key because of the raid took it out of me, to be honest.
Yeah, raids do that. They do it constantly.
When you have to do the call outs as well as heal the damn people standing in.
Oh, you're a healer too.
Yeah, white mage.
Yay, white mage bros. Mm. How much? Okay, I want to know. Am I doing enough damage? Okay.
Are you doing enough damage?
Okay, I'm doing 7.3k DPS in E6S.
Yes, you're doing plenty.
Yay.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't doing enough, boys. I ain't doing enough.
You only need to do about 6k, so and then you're fine.
I have nearly 4k crit and 1.9k direct hit rate.
Yep, that's good. That's good DPS for that, to be honest.
Thank you.
Cheers. Yeah, it's fun to heal. It's always been fun to heal. I've always been a healer, mostly because people won't play healer.
So. I was a monk, and then our healer left our static, and I'm like, you know, I've never tried healing raids. I'll give it a go, and I had fun.
That's what happened to me in WoW, because I started WoW as a warlock, Burning Crusade, and then we needed a healer, so I changed to Paladin, and the rest is history. It was just one healer after another, Druid, Priest, and then when 14 was here, it's like Conjurer, White Mage, done.
Are you going to play any of Shadowlands, or...?
I do have it. I bought the stupid edition so I could get that snakey move that I regret. Mostly probably I might do like a parody video on it,
the Shadow Bringer lands.
I want to rip into it a little bit.
I want
sure.
to wait until we see more about it before I, because as I've said before, I've been playing WoW for the first time now that we've got a controller mod for it, so I can play with controller.
I mean, have you ever played WoW before?
No.
You're gonna have a really good experience if you've played WoW before. You won't have a good experience.
Yep.
She realizes he controls life and death in his party. That's why he loves it. Yeah, I can. Do you want to live? You go buy my meats.
That's right. I mean, it commands such authority. You decide who lives and dies, and you can even enforce that with rescue. So yeah, it's the best job in. Yeah. pull a black mage out of his ley lines. Oh yeah, that makes me feel good. So what's that? You're getting close to a purple pass? I think not. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe that's
have
just
a
me.
Purple floor,
and that's the dragoon. Bits of them. Healing is always fun, isn't it? And white mage is superior in every way.
I mean,
I like a bit of astro, but scholars just get on out of here.
I've heard that cards are actually a DPS loss, but in dungeons,
are they?
Yeah,
don't play it enough to know. So,
which is crazy, really, when you think that's their only real mechanic.
A lot of homogenization went on with that class.
Oh, thank you for the 100 bits, Susan.
It's, I don't know, they seem to, I don't know, 5.0 seems to have taken quite a bit from people in place. Bards, astrologians.
I like monks' changes, though. Monk became a lot better, in my opinion.
Paladin's broken at the minute.
Yay.
So strong with its self-healing. It is really, really the only option.
We don't have a paladin on that group, do we?
I used to love playing warrior, but
we have a don't we have a warrior and dark knight in our raid group?
The gunbreaker and dark knight.
That's it.
Yeah, we have the pally and a dark knight off tank.
And then my EE group, I have gunbreaker and warrior. I play the gunbreaker and I play the dark knight. And my EE group's on E7S, so I'll go do that this weekend. Woo!
Nice. I love the playing Seagulls. Warrior, but I think they need a bit of love in the next patch.
Yeah, I think they need to give Dark Knights, you know, an actual thing, you know, and not just be a reskin of a warrior.
I just share the love from Paladin. It is really strong at the minute. Really, really, really dirty strong.
Give their shield, like their shield is really strong, but then like when it breaks, it should self-heal them. There we go. Okay. That would actually be a little bit too strong.
All right.
Oh wow.
Susan, oh, thank you for the gifted sub.
Oh, thank you very much.
Now you too can spam Loom Chans, and
I get to put a Loom Chan.
Yeah, you get Jeff's and you get Loom Chans. You can spam them all in your favorite Twitch channels, such as Maelstrom Radio, She Heals Our Tank, and I would say Mione's channel, but you can't because stupid internet. But go follow him on YouTube instead and tell him.
Loom Power.
How dare what, Talon?
That Talon was like, damn it, I was going to gift.
He was going to. Oh, God, here we go. Here we go. The fight of Gunbreaker and Paladin.
Okay. What have I started? They're all good, right? They're all good, but Paladin's broken. In a good way. It's good. Let's be honest. I can do most mechanics without healing the tank because he can heal himself. More DPS for me.
Oh, see, now we need a paladin, so I can do more DPS.
You do, yeah. You do. You definitely do.
Then like buy me a boost. I'll go paladin.
Just like a small
is that really a thing,
damage.
Paul? I can do that.
If you want, I'll play paladin on it, eh?
Sweet.
Like, genuinely, you could just, like, do clemency rotation and anything that's not a tank buster, you don't have to. You just DPS.
Oh no, don't start this 10% more DPS, Carter. Don't you start.
You'd be reaching probably near what? If it's on 7k now, it'd be like 7.5.
Yeah, and here we go.
Nearly 8.
That's a big number.
Pretty significant increase.
I've heard, though, by the way, that they're planning to squish the stats with 6.0.
Really?
Yeah.
That doesn't surprise me too much, though, because it's kind of neat. You always get this, though, don't you? Yeah. If you're remembering WoW, they did the same, but WoW did it very more recently than anything else.
Well, they're going to do it even more recently with their new expansion, where they're squishing it all the way down to
what happened in Legion, though.
Oh, yeah, but now they're doing it all the way down to 60, so.
Yeah, it's nuts.
It'll be fine, maybe.
So what are you doing to pass the time then until 5-3? That is, other than raiding, like, what do you do in the game? Is there anything you do?
Right now, nothing. I've been taking a small break.
Yeah.
I want to do more Diadem. I got a few jobs up to 70 using it, and I need to get a crafter up ready for dwarfs.
Yeah,
because dwarfs are my home buddies.
I think I've got 4 left to get to 80 that are on 71 or 70 at a minute, and then I'm done. I just want them all 80 because I've made this stupid goal in the back of my mind that this time I'm getting every relic to its final stage for every job. I'm not
that is a goal and a half, my friend.
I managed to get 7 in Eureka, so
I may get lucky and get 2.
I'm gonna push it this time. It means even more social distancing.
Yeah.
I can do it. Gotta have every stage recorded for every weapon. Oh, just the idea of that makes my OCD just go, ah.
Content!
to record.
Oh, yes, the golden content.
Oh, I cannot wait. It's Christmas time every time a patch comes out. It's like, okay, I need to do this. It's like, things to do.
Yeah,
at the minute, it's like, okay, we're going to drip feed every tiny little bit of information and try and find anything that was ever posted on the internet about it and try and make videos on it. Yeah. It's all right.
That's exactly what podcasts are as well.
Yeah, but it's like a tea bag, okay? Content creation is a tea bag that's been used so many times at this point for 14 that we're running out of, like, anything coming out of the bag. It's just clear water with a slight tin.
Piss water!
An expansion is like a box of Tetley.
Don't treat me with a good time.
Ooh, don't you mean the box of Yorkshire tea?
Right. Just for you. Or twinnings, which I don't like.
Luna says, I didn't know if this asked or not. Miani, when did you realize you have the commentary sounding voice?
Do I? Never knew. Still don't know. Prefer it that way. I don't know. There's a lot of anxiety behind this sort of stuff. I'm still a bit of that. Yeah, I mean, you can tell because of how I react to things in comment sections. I have to try and stay away from them because I take it very far in my mind. It's not healthy. So I try to stay away from the comment sections these days more than usual.
Yeah, when I do anything like this, like right now, I know that you've enjoyed being on it before, but I still think, like, for like an hour or two after the podcast with anyone. Oh God, did they really have fun? Was it okay? Did they really enjoy it? Were they just saying that?
Oh yeah, that's how I felt on State of the Realm back then. Yeah.
I still can't believe that news for June.
If you're
in our Discord, you'll know what's happening in June. I'm not announcing it publicly officially normally, but in the Discord, if you click below, you can see the announcements who's going to be in June. And yeah, I still can't believe it.
Big smile on my face. It's great. I'm surprised, though. I'm surprised.
Yeah.
I shouldn't be surprised in this sort of business.
Do you know what I'm still surprised about?
What's that?
That I still haven't been contacted by any other podcasting. I proved my worth.
I haven't been contacted either by most of them. I have to contact them.
What do you mean? For like collabs or something? Yeah. Or...
anytime I get a call up, I have to contact them, Paul.
Yeah. People don't like actually doing stuff with other people. You'll start to learn that. I mean, you know more than anyone, but like, I've noticed that people just do not want to do anything.
Oh, no, I kind of got, because this was a while back, Chili said, like, they won't have me on a certain podcast because I swear a lot. And obviously, I'm not PG. And I kind of proved my worth when I went on the weekly cooldown. And I didn't swear at all, and I was very knowledgeable about certain things. And then now I just have it's just a meme now, to me anyway. I find it just a meme where I just shout out to the heavens, like, have I not proven my worth?
Talon said, Miani, can I commission you for your announcer voice?
Yes.
I mean, I'd love to commission him. I wish I had the money to have him as...
I'll do it for a bag of chips.
Deal.
Bag of chips in Scarborough and a preview of Loom Chan.
Yeah, sure. No, I would love to pay you to do like one of our
followers.
What do you mean? He's already did it for us. He did it at the beginning. I can go back and clip that.
Yeah, you can then sue us for copyright.
No, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't
copyright claim all our episodes. All the money we made.
I mean, he wouldn't get much, but you know.
Nah, if you want anything,
you
wouldn't
even get that bag of chips he wants for copyright claiming.
I do want a bag of chips though.
Yeah, sure. I'll take you to the best one in Scarborough.
Like a plan.
I was gonna say I was gonna take you to one of them, but then I no, because it's pretty bad. The one I prefer is like
the meaty one, the meaty cake area.
Right, like,
there's cake in the back, there's meat in the front, and in the alleyway there's some chips.
No, you've got Winking Willies.
Wicked, really?
Winking Willies.
Winking. That's
Winking Willies.
Worse. Wicked Willies. There's Winking. Wicked Winking Willie.
Yeah.
Scarborough's finest.
Winking Willie. It's near the BJ Fitness Centre, actually.
Low job fitness.
Talon, you are so like behind. I'm getting confused on what we're talking about, because we're talking about Winking Willies at this point.
You would get fit, wouldn't you, really, if you did blowjobs non-stop?
I mean, you get a lot of protein as well.
Yeah. Get those gains.
That's if you swallow.
Fuck. What does this turn into?
I don't know. Winking I think we should end it. Though,
that's a chip shop.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go in there and ask for some mayo on my chips. Mayo, get out of here.
Yeah, it's got a smiley fish as their logo.
A smiley fish.
Just winking with its thumbs up. Now it's officially a Move Go Around podcast. You're right, Carpants. This is now officially a Move Go Around podcast.
That's what you need. You need to reach out to Winking Willies and get them to sponsor each episode.
Hey, we've been trying
this episode brought to you by Winking Willies.
Yeah.
Get
sponsored
the Willies.
By Winking Willies. Get your Willies out for Winking Willies.
That'd be great.
Don't cock it up. Go to Winking Willies.
Ah, that's even better. Now you think. Come on over. These people watch this. That's the best of it, right?
Yeah, we've got 7 people watching this.
I see what you mean now. It's quite impressive. They're troopers. They really are.
They really are. Thank you, Talon. Thank you, Carpants. Thank you, Luna. Thank you, everyone. Susan Early, I don't know if she's still lurking.
Yeah, she's still lurking. So is Maelstrom Radio.
Maelstrom Radio as well. I'm surprised he hasn't jumped. By the way, he has the power to just jump in whenever he wants.
Yeah.
So.
I removed that from him now.
Okay.
After he blew up my phone.
Your poor mum.
And had my mum call me.
Sponsored by your mum.
Yeah. To be fair, we're not actually in the showroom. We're actually in the lobby right now.
Yeah, we're still in the lobby. We never entered the showroom.
We never got that far.
Professional setup.
Yeah, so anyone can actually join. Fucking Talon can join. Fucking every Koopo nut could join under the sun.
True.
Please don't all join.
I mean, you baited them now.
Yeah, you baited them.
You want to talk about Winking Willy?
I mean, that could be a conversation for any day.
Come give them Google reviews.
There's you in the alleyway with your virgins again.
KK McCarran, free Koopa nuts.
Oh, that phone app.
What? Oh, yeah, I still pay for it.
Why?
Free choco bag and retainer.
You okay, actually, before we...
pay for it after you get a thingy, do you?
It's monthly, isn't it, to get the retainer?
I think before we end...
The retainer.
I got told that I had to tell the story of a particular Susan wanted me to tell the story how I got denied access to become an e-boy on ePals. So I signed up. I did all the requisites. I had to record my voice. Obviously, I had to do a picture, and I didn't really have a good picture, so I just used a random picture I had on my computer at the time.
Legend.
And I got denied because I sounded like I was over 50. That was the
I'll get denied for sounding under 18, probably.
That was the response I got because they thought I was over 50. So they thought I was a paedophile.
Oh, right.
Oh, okay. That kind of thing, you know. And I was like...
You give us a demonstration on what your little recorded tape was for this thing.
Hello, this is Paul.
Hello, my name's Paul.
I like video games. I like to press
actually,
buttons.
I'm Paul. I play a bunch of games from League of Legends, Final Fantasy to TFT. I can make you laugh, I hope. Have a good day.
See, you should have done something like this, Paul. You're like, hello,
It's me, Paul, your favorite video game player. I play the games such as League of Legends, Final Fantasy, and more.
Come join me. Sound like a Formula One announcer. It's like Murray Walker, like special guest. Oh, yeah, Skeletor.
Oh, they all got Skeletor coming in here, yeah?
Come join me.
And then go, go, go.
And also, like, the image wasn't really good because I didn't actually use a photo of me.
What did you use?
I used, do I have it? Oh, no, I don't have it on this screen. I used a Jerry picture. It was a picture of Jerry from The Walking Dead.
Oh, see, when you say Jerry, I instantly think of...
Because I'm very self-conscious of what I look like, because I'm very ugly.
Yeah, but it didn't specify what part of yourself, so you could take a picture of your shin.
Look at my toes!
Your face on your shin, it's fine.
Wait, did you say your face on your shin? That's, I think you got problems if you got a face on your chin.
That would be quite worrying.
Look at my shin face.
All right, on your knee then.
I mean, to be fair, I should have used this picture or this GIF that I've got on screen right now. I should. I instantly got in.
Oh dear.
I thought, like, I put as the bio, I can carry you through dungeons.
Oh, like, no. That's so cringe.
I can carry you through dungeons. I'm a tank main, boys.
I mean,
it's great. Sad I didn't get in. I, you know.
If you pick me tonight, you're in for some tank and spank. It's like you on Blind Date.
It's Blind Date.
I kind of want that as like a YouTube thing now. Video, like. Gaming Blind Date.
Final Fantasy, yeah.
Yeah.
Final Fantasy content creators play Blind Date.
I might have a hole in my chest, but it's not just a setback. Plenty more places to play with.
Oh, God.
Well, if it only lasted one more expansion, you know, the powers can block from behind now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, dear.
I don't know why I'm imagining Blind Date.
With Scylla Black, but yeah, it'll Scylla be Black. Like a Black Mage. Scylla Black Mage. Just never moves. Just stands there. Watch out, Scylla. The light exactly fitting's like falling mage. On you. The light fitting's falling. Don't worry. Mana Ward.
Fucking Mana Ward.
Just like glass everywhere and she's on fire. That's fine.
That's fine. I'm used to
this. Paladin has cover.
And then anyway, he's on fire as well.
Yeah, I feel like we're going to wrap the show up now.
I mean, we gave him about 2 hours and 7 minutes. So it's getting well.
It's going to be protected, I suppose.
So, Paul, have you got any shout-outs?
I shout out to everyone in chat. I shout out to Talon, Carter, Teru, TV, KK McLeod Luna, yeah, all those people. Shout out Saucy Mione. Go just check out all these content creators. I don't want to say Maelstrom Radio now because obviously they did ruin my podcast right now with me getting a phone call from my mum.
It wasn't ruined. It was added to the experience. It was guest host. Bonus guest host.
Yeah. I'm still going to blame them. That was really loud. Even for me because my phone is loud because I barely fucking hear it as it is. All I can say is look out for a new up-and-coming podcast.
Ew.
Four people. Or at least an episode.
Hype.
Tankiness.
Raise your loom chance.
We tank. Great. You spank.
I mean, you can spank me if you really want. I'm down. But yeah, just shout out to all those guys. You know who you are. If you don't know who you are, then possibly one will go to hospital about that. Not yet, though. But yeah, no. You can find me at PaulMel1, where I shout out random Dragon Age to D&D to Star Wars to, you know, Final Fantasy, I guess Final Fantasy. And I'll be streaming tomorrow. So, Chilly, you got any shout-outs?
I'd like to shout-out to Mione for being on. Thank you so much, mate. I hope to have you on again if we haven't scared you off this time.
No, I want to come back. I want to come back when I'm less tired. That would be great.
Sounds
have a
good.
Drink, maybe, with you guys. Have like a drunk cast or something.
So episode 100, yeah?
Got it. We want you back for 100. We also want back Taro TV. We want Talon, we want Mouse from Radio, we want She-Hills Attack, we want all the people back for episode 100. It's going to be a big episode.
Do it.
All in one call.
No, it's not. I've already decided. We're going to have it split up. Plug your own show. Yeah, okay, I'll plug my own show. Go check out my YouTube channel, Mione. It's one of the best YouTube channels out there. And I still feel bad for the one I made the joke about, like, entertainment last time. He has an entertainment show.
I don't even remember what you said last time.
It was, remember, it's like, we're a really entertaining podcast or something like that. So I still feel bad for that. I'm really sorry about that, Mandy, but go check out his YouTube channel. And his second YouTube channel.
Dude, I've slept since then.
Well, I haven't slept since then, did you say?
I said, I've slept since then. I can't remember yesterday, let alone a podcast. God knows what I said or what you said.
So thank you so much for coming back.
That's great.
Shout out to everyone in chat. KK McLeod, Luna Dragon, Car Pants. Shout out to all of them. Thank you so much. Mione, want to plug yourself and shout?
I'd like to shout out to Paul's mum. Hope she's doing well with Animal Crossing. Keep on rocking those turnips.
I mean, we go, hey, mum!
Hey, ma, get the sleeves!
Hey, ma! They're saying big shout out to you and keep up with Animal Crossing.
You sounded exactly like, hey, ma, there's a weird fucking cat.
Hey, ma! Weird cat.
And it's looking at Lucy.
It looked like grandma.
Oh, dear. Yeah, that was a bit of a fun highlight.
All
right. Rose, obviously, my partner, Black Rose, her birthday today, so.
Oh, my God, talent just
she leveled up. Oh, look at that. You got some, wow, that's a lot of, that's a lot of subs.
All right. And I'm one of them.
Oh, damn. Yeah, you can check my content, quote unquote, on YouTube. Just type in Mione, M-E-O-N-I. And I do 14 stuff, and I don't do Final Fantasy VII Let's Plays anymore. So, thumbs up for 14 content only.
You can hear the depression in the voice.
That's right.
It feels bad.
I'm working on a second channel to dump stuff like that on, so it'll be fine.
So are we going to see every single Final Fantasy playthrough on that channel?
Oh, God. That would be an undertaking greater than Eureka.
I mean, so far, Chili's nearly done it.
No,
yeah, I can't. It's easy for this dude because he can stream, so he just gets the VOD and then he can just upload the VOD. For me, it's like, okay, I've recorded 200 gigabytes of this. Good luck trying to upload. So, okay. And if I do it in parts, comments with Final Fantasy VII was, you spammed your viewers with too many parts. I was like, dude. And he was also complaining they were too long. I was like, dude, if it was shorter, like 20-minute episodes, there would be about 70 episodes.
That's true, yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah, I make 14 content. I enjoy doing it, which is the main thing behind it before any numbers or subscribers or anything like that. But I'm blown away every day when I see people actually leave a nice comment. It outweighs 7 of the negative ones, so that's what keeps me going. And we've got a nice Discord community that's open to the public now, not just patrons and stuff. So
I joined it a while back.
It's a bit nuts. We have a lot of people on there, but it's fun. I like it that way. There's lots of
things that we end up.
It's good fun. I YouTube's an interesting thing to do these days. Yeah, you never know what's going to happen the next day, but it's a thing. It's fun. Hope to see you there. Chili.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm just thinking about stuff. Thank you so much. We're going to end the show here. Go check out Miani's YouTube channel. Also, go check out his Discord. There'll be a link probably in his about page on his Discord, or on his YouTube, I mean.
It's or in every description of every video now because it's a preset.
There you go. Go check out one of his videos and click that Discord link.
Yeah. It should be in every description.
That's good.
Yeah. And you can check our Discord by going down and clicking Loon Chan's face down in the description and join us, where we actually do community nights as well.
Yeah.
So you got to keep this section in. You everybody needs to send a message to Chili to show your appreciation and Paul for staying up and doing these podcasts back to back and basically not sleeping, because these guys, they don't get much for it, right? They do it for their love of the platform. So really honest to earth guys that you need to support as much as you can. All right,
thank you so much, man, and you too as well. I love your content. You do an incredible job, especially with your internet, so the fact that you're able to upload so many videos every day is just incredible.
Full-time job, that's where you got to see it. You got
to pay my full-time job. I think I could do that. Well, I probably could.
Could be if you push yourself. You're doing great, though.
Yeah, we've got a lot more followers now. I'm so happy that we've over 200.
It's excellent. You deserve way more than that. Way more.
I know we might even get 300 by, I don't know, the end of the year.
Yeah.
That's our little goal that we had. But as we reach 200, it's just 300. We were thinking about going for 400, but I don't know.
So our next guest still hasn't officially been scheduled yet because I'm going backwards and forwards with him. Well, I say backwards and forwards with him. He said, sure, send me dates, and we haven't heard anything back.
And we sent dates.
Sent several dates and times, so we'll see if anything happens with that. I will tease who it is, though, because hopefully we're going to have him on either soon or after that. I'm just going to say, oh, no, no, no.
Oh, no, 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 no.
So if anyone who watches his YouTube channel will know who it is. And then after that, we've actually...
We already gave away he's a YouTuber.
I've already, yeah. Then after that, we've got Mistoso on for episode 98, I think. 98. And then we've got a big guest for June. But of course, that's in June, so that's long away time. So we won't talk about that yet. But that's already scheduled. Love you too, Luna. Love you too, Talon. Thank you so much to everyone. We're going to end it here. Have a wonderful week. Have a wonderful night. And this will be going live next week. So, if you've already heard it in the past, go check us out on twitch.tv. Remember, for episode 100, I'll be giving away $100 worth of Mogstation items. So get ready for episode 100 in a few months. Until then, bye-bye. Bye.
Remember, you can find Chili at Chili_MGR.
Yeah, Chili_MGR.
At Moogaround on Twitter.
Remember to wash your hands, stay inside, and be safe.
Take it easy, guys. Enjoy your weekend.
Put it in your mouth. Bye.